cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in harvest. What assembly?
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Streams are already, the stream is, God has already turned situations around. The streams are bubbling and bubbling and bubbling for someone to jump in. I tell you, it's not by your efforts before the end of this year. God is said to transform someone's destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. If you're happy to be in service this morning, can you tell somebody you're looking good? Can you celebrate God on behalf of your brother, on behalf of your sister? Can you just bless someone and say you're looking good? Good to see you this morning. Praise the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 8. 2 Kings chapter 4. It's going to be a long reading, but I will try and stop in verse 17 and paraphrase the other verses. The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse 2 Kings chapter 4, chapter 4 verse 8. Okay, 8 verse 4. Thank you. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed through Shunem, where was a great woman. This woman was faceless, nameless in scripture, but she was forceful. There's something about this woman that I could liken to different characters, different women are great. Women are great. Now I know because I'm married. I'm not trying to psych you. I was set to do something. This month was my mom's one year, remember, and we turned it like a burial because we couldn't bury her properly last year. And the whole, most of financial burden was on me and my elder brother. So my sisters, I wanted to do something for my younger brother. My wife said, why don't you do the same thing for the twin sister? And I looked at her. She knows the financial implication. And because of that word, I ran in the strength of that and were able to accomplish that. Praise the Lord. So this woman is a great woman, nameless, powerful, forceful. Scripture called her the Shunammite woman. One thing that is peculiar with this woman, with other powerful ladies in scriptures that prayed their way through. I never knew, Pastor, the line of this service was just going through prayer. And we are going to pray today. And this message is all about prayer. One thing that got me wondering, or the difference between this woman and other women like Rebecca, Rachel, Hannah, that prayed their way through getting the miracle, was that she had everything she wanted. She was rich. Scripture says she was a notable woman. She was wealthy. She was a woman of high standing. And the Hebrew, you know, the Hebrew call her the Gedola. She was called the Gedola woman. And scripture made me to understand that she saw Elijah. She said she constrained him to eat bread. And it was that as often as he passed by, he turned thither to eat. Pastor always tells us that is anywhere you find comfortable, you always visit. When Jesus was always going around ministering the world, Mary and Martha, they always welcome him to his house, so he would just stop by. So scripture says whenever Elisha goes by that land, after ministering to the people, after attending to their needs, he knows that let me dish out all the spiritual energy because there is some physical resources that will be ministered to me. So he does his best, ministers and all of that, and goes back to relax and to refresh. Let's see verse 9. And she said unto her husband, behold, I perceive that this man is a holy man of God. Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4. Say, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I may know how to speak a word in season. He said, he wakened me morning by morning. He wakened my ear. Ears are going to be popped open this morning. Hearts are going to be punctured this morning. In the name of Jesus. Now you see, this story corresponds with what Abraham did, you know, to the three angels when they were passing. Abraham recognized that these were men of God. He noticed that they were men of God, and what he did, he told them, please wait, let me service you, let me take care of you. And he brought food, I tell you, he brought water for them to wash, and he brought something for them to drink. And when they finished, before they left, they made the proclamation concerning Sarah's life. We see that in Genesis chapter 18, from verse 1, Abraham welcoming them, entertained them. The same thing, likewise with this woman, the Shunammite woman. Noting the prophet Elisha visited her town regularly, she responded wisely by recognizing her needs. Men of God, we have needs. But you don't know. We can't tell you. They can't tell you, actually. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, it says Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the pattern, the statutes, the steps of his father David. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. Divine wisdom responds to the love of God. You said you are wise as a child of God. You must respond to the things of God. You must respond to the things of his servant. And Elisha never knew they were there planning to do something special for him. And in verse 10 of that scripture, 2 Kings, can we just stay on that scripture? Don't worry. And in verse 10 of that scripture, he said, let us. She was talking to her husband. She was a notable woman, influential, wealthy. I believe even aside her husband's wealth, she was also wealthy. Or maybe her husband just allowed her to control everything. Praise the Lord. She was also wealthy. And she said, let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall. That is to say, the top of the house. Because the anointing flows from the top to the bottom. So she understood spiritual dynamics. To place the prophet above. Maybe probably when they are doing their cooking and children and whatever, they are making noise in the house, servants, nobody will disturb him. So let us place him. Look at it. If you see another translation, you will say the top of the house. And let us set for him there a bed. Very key. Some people will not rest until you have a sound sleep. In this year 2021, before this year rounds up, some men will not rest until you have a sound sleep. In the name of Jesus. You are going to prophesy to yourself. You can murmur in your heart. He said, let us set for him a table and a stool. Very important. A chair. Another translation says, a chair. Going somewhere. And a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us, he shall turn in thither. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I wrote down something here. Your destiny helpers are not people to beg. Of God never need to talk to anybody. I need this. Or whenever I come to this town, please, I need food. Or I just need somewhere to relax. So he comes into the land of Shunem and he has somewhere to relax, refresh, eat, do other things, and sleep, and probably take his journey to the next land. Praise the Lord. Can I see verse 10? And after that was done, Elisha had no other choice. You look at the preceding verses. He had to call Gehazi. What can we do for this woman? What can we? Elisha, if you look at him, he comes across him like a prophet that is emotionally inaccessible. If he was emotionally accessible, he would have reached out to the woman and said, what do you want? But he said, he called his servant and said, what can we do for this woman? And Gehazi called out to the Shunammite, and when he had called her and stood before him, next verse. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all necessary care. What is to be done for you? Should I speak to the king concerning you? Should I tell the captain of the army concerning you? Should I just bring up your matter? Oh, there's this woman taking care of me. So that the man said, don't worry, I don't need any of this thing. I am secured and I am doing well within my own family, in my own clan. That was the response. Elisha was troubled in his heart. And he said, call her. Before he said that, he had to remember. That's why you don't joke with PAs. In number two or number three or people in the office. You don't joke with them. There are sometimes my boss will just forget some things. I will say, Bara, who do we give this? Who do we give this? I just say, this guy. This guy. This guy. And they will just see their name. I will just call them. Okay, go and pick this, go and pick that. But most of them, initially, they just relegated me to the background. It's not that guy. That's Spirit Coco or that guy that used to wear glasses. He doesn't understand. Let's just leave him. Praise the Lord. And Gehazi mentioned that, I think this woman needs something. Which actually the woman does not even care she has or not. And that was the child. Praise God. That was the child. And Elisha said, call her. And he said, then, what is to be done for her? Okay, go ahead. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. In fact, she was even reluctant this time around. You know, I can just imagine. I was trying to have a mental picture of the scenario. Since she has already said, there's nothing, I'm rich, I'm wealthy, I have everything. Probably this is the door. Maybe she just came, this man of God again. She stood at the door. What is this man going to say again? And the man of God said to her, about this time, this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, no, you see, that's why I say, God does not need your permission to elevate you. You might just be somewhere and they are calling you, oh, go and take over that territory. And she said, in her mind, she was like, is it the pounded yam or the nkwobi or the egusi soup I've been giving to this man that is making him to prophesy deep things? I and my husband, we are old, we are gone. She said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie to thy handmaid. Praise the Lord. Can I see the next verse? And scripture says, and the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. According to the time of life. I prophesy to somebody, according to your timing of life, the Lord will visit you. In the name of Jesus. You don't understand. When pastor told me I was going to preach, I didn't come with my big Bible. I didn't come with my notes. I just said, let me just come to Lagos and relax. I was on the bike. I was asking the Lord, what would I say? And the Lord took me back. Speak about this. Now, sit down, please. Something happened. Okay, fine. When you join my organization, you probably stay in one row for like 5 years. You grow. You just stay on that row. You are still in that row, but you are just growing gradually, slowly. And I told my wife, this is the situation. There's no, just forget about it. These people are just like that. If you go to other places, you see it. But these people, I told my wife just told me, don't listen. I think I see her like the Shunammite woman here. She just said, Barra, forget that thing. Don't worry, it will come. She will just laugh. And I said, okay, wait a minute. My mentor said the same thing. Pastor Gwinga said the same thing. I was in Lagos first week of October. I even disappeared. Nobody knew. I was just walking from Lagos and something just happened. Just like when you hear the news. Breaking news. When we did, the career program that day, I sat down here and I prophesied to myself. You are a prophet to your destiny. I prophesied to myself. I said, I want to take over my manager's seat. And he was like, you are asking too much. I don't know who can remember. If you can remember, it's your bucket of tea. Just drink it. But I can remember. But that is a hard saying. In fact, if you hear that kind of saying, you will say, this is a hard saying. You are just coming in 2020. And you want to take over a seat. That person has been on that seat for 5 years. It's not, humanly speaking, it's not possible. It is not possible. So there was a shaking that happened in the regional office and down to my own office. You know, the Spirit of God is one. When people have problems, whether they are wrong or they are right. This lady called me for my wedding. She was just crying. Barra, please, help me. I know I've done wrong. She said she wants to talk to me. 11:30, video call. I was my brother then. I said, okay, let's do the video call. I knew she was wrong. But God is a God of mercy. God saw the woman, the adulterous woman, and said, any of you that is without sin, be the first to cast stone at her. If you know that you are without sin, everybody was stoning her at the organization. Everybody, they want to just bring her down. Prayed with her, counseled her, spoke to her. I never knew this woman was going to be my savior. She went to the head office to do whatever she wants to do because they called her. And she started mentioning this one, that one, this one. So God just hid me. I wouldn't say it's her, but I know she went there. Probably she didn't just say anything because I'm just like a fresh otondo. She didn't just say anything. So to cut the long story short, my manager has been someone that, you know, you just go along with it. Pastor says something, remove the office from the person. You just try. And to cut the long story short, you picked him, the manager. picked the deputy manager, he picked the third guy out. Who was the only person? Barra. In that office, I was scared. I had to run back to Benin that Sunday. I was going to leave the next day, Monday. I was just going to tell my manager, look, I can't come today. I have an assignment, so just see me tomorrow. We'll do that. We'll just disappear. The new manager now. So I ran to Lagos, Benin that day. Lo and behold, people were coming to the office. The regional director was not around. Deputy was not around. No manager, no deputy manager, just one small boy. So I got to the office. My spirit said, just get to the office that Monday morning. I got to the office and I took a seat and I sat down. People came to the office and they wanted to have a crucial meeting. And I called my regional director and said, have the meeting with them. I had this meeting with them. It was documented and it was sent to the head office. Who had this meeting with them? Just this guy that came. It was a successful meeting. The meeting was productive. We fought a course and that course was, it was effective for those guys. They just placed them where they are supposed to be, Now, what God did for me or for us, me and my wife, in just one day, this is what people struggle over the years to accumulate. So, these guys were out. I had to act as acting manager till the new guy came in. I wanted him to just come so that because the pressure was too much. Everybody's calling you. You've not seen anything as a child. The more you grow in God, whatever you get, you take prayer to sustain it. If God puts you on a seat, it takes prayer. That's the more reason you will pray the more. If God gives you a seat and says, son, I am placing you there, you can't sleep. Because the higher you go in life, the higher your prayer life goes. Your prayer altar must always be serviced. Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 12 and 13. Verse 13 said, and the fire upon the prayer altar shall ever be burning. Because somebody called me and said, look, no, this one is not called. We will just be chatting. Go for that meeting. Just chatting. We will chat to you and whatever we tell you, forward to him. And it was a bribe. And I was in the meeting. I was just there. My spirit was not there. After the meeting, I lost my peace. I had to call them, please, politely, because they will now say, this guy, you have to work with wisdom. This guy will not play this game. Let's look for a way to trap him. I have to politely tell them, please, I can't do this. Politely. If you are in an office and nobody knows you as a child of God, you are in trouble. Nobody knows your stand, your spiritual stand for God. No, you are in trouble. You just say, I don't want them to just, let them just see me. Let me just be the way I am. No. You are in really big trouble. Praise the Lord. And scripture said, she according to that time of life, she conceived and she bore a child. The devil did not stop there. That's why I said, in every promotion you get, expect the enemy to show up. Papa, the devil said something. Say, after every successful conference, the devil will always show up. The enemy did not stop there. One day in verse 18 downwards, the sun was just playing in the field and started running temperature. Headache, severe headache. And they took him to the father. He was with the father actually. The father said, take him to the mother. And it still tickles my fancy. Why would the father say, take him to the mother? Why can't the man stand up to his responsibility as a man and probably take care of that child? We will see that in the 4 points I wrote about this great woman. Because the father understood the spiritual authority that woman carries as his wife. She is not the head, but there's something she commands as the wife of that man. Say, take him. And eventually the boy got to the mom, sat on the mom's lap, and the boy died. It is your decision and not your condition that determines your position. Your decision in life, in every matter, it doesn't matter the situation you are in, it is your decision that will determine the position you are going to end up in. The woman said, okay, he's dead. She took him to the prophet's room. And thank God she has already created the room for that prophet. She did something that was spectacular. She created room. I won't say a room. She created room for that prophet in her house. She created room for the prophet in her schedule and her time. She created room for the prophet in her finance, her income as well. And lastly, I could also say she created room for the prophet in her family. Because if she doesn't have a unanimous discussion with her husband and say, let us please, I perceive my spiritual senses are alert and alive, sharp. They are telling me, well, I have a revelation that this man is a man of God. So that takes me to the place where constantly we have to sharpen our spiritual senses. And that comes in the place of prayer. Because the devil will not stop at your doorstep. Pastor always said, the enemy can never write the last chapter of your life. The more you grow, the more he chases you. He said, I perceive. Creating a room for the man of God in a family has to do with talking to every member of the family. Let's say she has children. Because if she had brought the man, the prophet will have just decided to display some nonchalant attitude. You know, you can tell if you have a family. If there is no unanimous agreement, somebody just brought somebody. You can decide. You can make the environment uncomfortable or unpalatable for the man of God. But she was able to control all of that. And now is the time that she needed God the most. Because one, she did not ask of that child. That child came through her service to God. That's why I want to just encourage. Let me start with the choir. I want to start to pray at him before they say I'm partial. Let me start with the choir. You see, one unit I told myself growing up as a child of God, being born again, is to join the choir. Because I will sleep in night rehearsal. I know myself. I will sleep. If it's all night prayer, you can see me. But you say all night rehearsal, I give choir that kudos. Me, I will sleep. So I told myself, don't even bother. They were calling me in NYSC. Ah, come and join the choir. I said, I cannot sing. They said, we know, but just come and join. The MD then was my friend. So I wanted to join. I said, no, I will just sleep. So the time, the room you create for God in terms of service, everybody's at home enjoying their Saturdays. Will you spend your transportation? You come to church. You rehearse and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse and you go back home. Your time, your schedule, everything. Sometimes you even miss some weddings because of choir rehearsal. Also, for prayer team or any other strategic team, media, or any, in fact, everything, the time you give to God will definitely speak for you one day. It has spoken for me. I can boldly say, praise the Lord. And here comes this woman. Her service was set to speak for her. She ran. She told her husband, please, 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 just give me what I want. She took a ride and she took a driver in today's message. And she ran to the man of God. She ran and immediately Elisha saw her coming. Elisha sent Gehazi. There are some things you don't even need to speak through a third party. Go direct. Elisha sent Gehazi and said, go and meet her on the way. Gehazi ran and met her. And Gehazi asked her a simple question. Is all well with you? Is all well with your husband? Is all well with the son? She knew that the son was dead. And she said, it is well. It's not everybody you tell your story, your matter. It's not everybody. There are some people, they just want to hear what you are going through so that they can probably, not that they will laugh at you. They can't do anything. So why am I telling you? They can't do anything about the situation you are in, but you are just telling them. And the Bible says iron sharpens iron. Why don't you look for another iron to inform? What you need is sharpening at that time. And she told Gehazi, I beg, I didn't come for you. It is well. Allow me to go to the prophet. I understand that she had built a relationship with that prophet through the fact that she demonstrated empathy. Empathy is different from sympathy. Sympathy is and she didn't eat her children's. She didn't eat the fruit of her labor. She died. Empathy is when you put yourself in the person's shoes. You try to feel what the person is feeling. You know? So she has demonstrated that to the man of God. Empathy, hospitality. Over the years, she has built a relationship. So she had that access, that direct access to go. So she went to the man. She held him by the feet. And natural protocol, Yazi was said to push her away. But the man of God said, leave her. She is vexed. The room you create for God today, in the time that there is no trouble, will determine the space God will, you know, keep for you whenever there is trouble. Any room you provide for God in the time when there is no trouble will determine how God will come in and occupy and step in the time when you face difficulties. The prophet said, Gehazi, leave her alone. Because, she said to the prophet, she said to Gehazi, leave me alone. have a relationship with this man. Let me go to him. Praise the Lord. And Elisha still demonstrated that, if you notice in scriptures where some 42 kids were abusing him. Oh, bald man. I've never seen anybody tell me your eyes are small. Or Chinese eyes. Maybe in my secondary school or primary school. I've never heard it again. But imagine when somebody now say, this guy, see your Chinese eye or see your four eyes. I know how vexed I may be. And I may want to just, but not to the point that I would desire that these children would die. So Elijah called bears and they killed those 42 children. So I see that Elijah was not really, if he was emotional, he wouldn't have done that. He still, that attitude still displayed when he had to tell Gehazi, go, take my mantle, go and do something. But the woman understood the place of a prophet. That's why Pastor was saying, Lot would have gathered everything he needs to take from Abraham. So Gehazi would have gathered everything he needs to take from the prophet, so that when he lifts the prophet mantle and move, that is to say the prophet's spirit is also going with him. Praise the Lord. So Gehazi went, and the woman said she's not moving until the prophet will move. Finally, the prophet moved, and we saw that at the final analysis, God had to restore whatever has been lost in the home of that woman. I want to prophesy to someone. I don't know what you are going through now. I don't know what you think that is impossible for God to do. I don't know. But the Lord said I should tell you that before the end of this year, He will visit you in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, you don't understand what I mean in my organization. You don't need to know anybody. When you are on this particular seat, you'll just be receiving calls, and all of that. Even to the point that the man that interviewed me and gave me the job, one of the regional directors, it was just this month, he was asking me, who do you know in this organization? And I said, I don't know anybody. And he told me, okay, he had experience, he came from Coca-Cola and all of that. God is said to bypass protocols for our sake in this year, before this year ends. Now, if you get to Edo State and call, mention my organization, if you mention before it was, you can't talk about anybody before you mention Barra. But a new manager has come where I had to show him everything. Everything is at my disposal. I decide who will take this. There are two containers that are waiting for me to now relocate. These containers are about 1 million. I decide who I'm going to give. I decide, put their name and send it for approval. You don't understand. This is what God did. It was supposed to take me 7 years or 5 years. And God did it with you. You see, you can't serve the Most High God and remain most low among men. I remember 2017 when we came for prayer conference. Then we had Pastor Kenny as the prayer coordinator. Then we prayed our life out. We prayed. It was as if for me, as if I never knew where I was going. In fact, a brother that I was counseling then had to tell me, he saw me one day, he said, Pastor Barra, the comforter, even the comforter needs to be comforted. I cannot forget. We laughed over it because I needed God's comfort then. It got to a point in 2019, something happened to me very, very funny. And I told Pastor Benga, we met with my wife in Unilag. And Pastor said to me, he said, diamonds don't last forever. Something happened to me that was very, very funny. It was said to take me 10 steps backward. And Pastor told me, prophesied. He said, this guy had just pushed you into the hands of God. And that was December 1st, first day in December 2019. And here comes the next month, a great and effectual door was opened unto me. That's what God can do when your prayer altar is still in service. Where you can't see, you can't talk much about prayer, except you just begin to invest in it. Praise the Lord. And it was prayer that sustained our service to God. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless. He shall bless your bread. He shall bless your water. He will take sickness away. Sickness is not permitted. Why? Because you are too connected to be frustrated. You are too fortified to fail. You are too defended to be a victim. It is not by your own mechanical power. Because if you try it, it won't work. In 2017, during the end of the prayer conference, my pastor here, he won about 200,000 in, I don't know, biscuits. And I said, no, me, he's my pastor. Me, I need this thing too. I didn't tell him I want to buy that thing. I bought a lot of biscuits. Oh, well, I didn't win one. One half. I didn't win. Praise the Lord. But all those are by God now, because I know what God is doing. It's more than that. It's more than that. It's more than that. More than that. So I told God, I thought if I do this thing, he said, that is not what I'm asking you to do. Just pray. Praise the Lord. Just stay in the place of prayer. You see Psalm 85 and verse 6. Scripture says, "Will thou not revive me again, that I may rejoice in thee?" Hey! There are sometimes you'll be tired, though. There are sometimes you'll be weak. I've experienced it, though. There are sometimes you'll be tired. Sometimes now, if I don't want to disturb my wife, I just get up and go to another room and I'm just praying. So she will now say, "No, come, just keep praying. I will just, you know, will thou not revive me again, that I will rejoice in thee?" Sometimes you'll be weak. Sometimes you don't want to even pray. But you go back to the word. That's why you cannot separate the word of God from anything in your life. Scriptures. Holy men, someone said holy men, you know, God breathed on holy men of old, who wrote the Holy Bible to teach us how to be holy, so that we can go to a holy heaven where holy angels are already worshiping the holy God. So scriptures has already said, "Be thou holy, for God is holy." Somebody was telling me then, how can you be holy? You can't be holy. Only God can be holy. Scripture says, "Be thou holy, be thou perfect, for God, whom we serve and whose we are, is also perfect." Praise the Lord. Let me not take time. Let me just, before we pray, we're going to pray this morning. Don't worry. Now, four lessons I could draw out from this woman's attitude to the man of God. Now, I'm saying this to say that pastor is not here. I never knew he was going to be here. But there are needs of men of God that you don't even know. Sometimes, even if it's just to send them a text message and pray for them, it goes a long way. Now, four lessons we could draw from this woman. One, she demonstrated capacity for empathy and hospitality. You can't help anybody if you don't have empathy. The Bible says, before Jesus will heal, look at scriptures very well. Before Jesus, you know, does any major healing, scripture says he was moved by compassion. And if you see in scriptures when he went to visit Lazarus, what happened? He wept. He wept because he understood. He places himself, or he placed himself, in the shoes of Mary and Martha. How it is to lose a loved one. And he wept. I cry a lot. I cry a lot because I know what I have gone through, and I know what people are also going through. So when I see some videos, I just weep. And I pray God will put something in my heart to begin to start doing. Now, he said, one was capacity for empathy and hospitality. Before you can help somebody, that spirit or the capacity of empathy must be developed in you. Number two was our ability to grow spiritually and facilitate the spiritual growth of others. Our ability to grow spiritually. Scripture did not mention that she was just nameless, was forceful, but she went to her husband. "I perceive, I have a revelation, or I have this inner knowing that this is a holy man of God. Let us do this and this." And when the husband obliged or obeyed her, that spiritual elevation for her, for him, that spiritual growth, ability to grow spiritually and also facilitate the spiritual growth of others. Number three was her willingness to be proactive. She never waited. She knew the boy was dead. She never thought, "Oh, what should I do? Should I just start crying? Should I remove my scarf and tie on my waist and sit on the ground and start crying?" No, she moved. She knew where her answer was, and she moved. And scripture says when she was moving, she told the man that was riding, I said, don't drive slow unless I bid you. And she knew where to get her result, which was in God. Praise the Lord. So most times when things happen to us and we don't know where to turn to, that's the more reason why you have to turn to God. That's the more reason why you have to turn to God. You don't need to run to any man, because the answer is in God. Praise the Lord. And number fourth point was her humility at all times. Her humility was intact. Despite the fact that she was wealthy, she never took laws into her hands and just start putting the room for the man. She spoke to the head of the home, which was her husband. Praise the Lord. partners, I want to just simply put, because of her relationship with the prophet, you know, her child was miraculously conceived and also miraculously restored. The prophet that God has given us in this house, you don't joke with him. You don't play with him. You respect the office, because scripture has said there's a place where you have to also believe God, and there's a place where you also believe the word of the prophet. Because if you look at this scripture critically, if you critically analyze this scripture, you will see that that child, Elisha, in his own capacity as the prophet, gave that child to that woman. Elisha released that child unto that woman and said, go. And you see that in the book of Genesis chapter 18 from verse 1 to 4. How the angel saw this and said, look. And if you see in Genesis 21 as well. Genesis 21. Let's see Genesis 21 quickly as a roundup. Genesis 21 verse 1. He said, and the Lord visited. Put your name there. You are going to put your name on. Because there's going to be a divine visitation before the end of this year. There's going to be, see, that one is something. I know what I'm saying. You see, I called pastor immediately, and I was afraid. I said, see, pastor, this is what has happened. I have to travel. And when I got to my office, I was afraid. I saw the seats that I was desiring, and I sat on that seat for about at least 2 weeks, and the feeling was good. The feeling was good because my regional director called me. Bara, he doesn't stay in the state. He stays, he shuffles within the regional office. And he said, Bara, you are the regional director, you are the deputy, you are the manager, and you are the relationship officer. So manage that place very well. And fear gripped me. I had to go back to God. So, and the Lord visited somebody in this house. I don't know who that person is.
That's me.
Yes. That's me. You see, you know, when the Lord visits you, your step will change. You know, I used to be a jumping man. Eh? Your step will change.
Glory.
When I come to the place of prayer, I can do all the chakisham. Listen, I'm going somewhere, please. I'm going somewhere. You see, now, I get some kind of calls that, you know, we meet. So what I'm praying, I'm begging God for, and that's one of the prayers we are going to pray in this service. No one of us before. Because every morning I wake up and I remember prayers I made over the years, 2006. I say, God, please do not take me away from your presence. There are three prayer points I made. One, that was one. He said, and the Lord visited Sarah and he said, and as he has said, sorry. So when your wife, or when my wife told me, he said, you don't understand. There's organizational politics, a very strong one, but you don't understand. He said, the Lord visited Bara. Just remove the S, put my put B. Everybody remove the S and put B. He said, the Lord visited Bara, as he has said, and the Lord did unto Loretta, unto Pastor Kenny, unto Tailulu, unto Kende, unto Peace, unto Michael, as he has spoken. Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet. The enemy came to write the last chapter of the woman's life. The enemy came too late to write the last chapter of the woman's life. God has already written a great chapter of the woman's life. God has already done something that was mighty. But the enemy came too late to snatch the miracle away. The enemy came too late to snatch the miracle away. But the Lord said to us this morning, and the Lord visited the house of Judah. The Lord also visited the Harvest World Assembly. And the Lord said unto them, as I have spoken, so will I do. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to decree and declare this morning. I want you to lift up your voice. And